Blog Talk Radio.
So grateful. The devil was trying to get us off air today. I mean, I was talking to this brother. He came, was doing deliverance. Lights just went off. I had 5 minutes to turn everything back on. But God is good and the devil is alive. We're going to be talking about the ministry of deliverance. Deliverance is it's a different ministry. The reason why it is a different ministry, one, is because the synagogue of Satan does not want anybody to know about the problems that we really have. It's not people, it's spirits. And it's also people through their generation who have been connected with Satan's and satanic ancestry. All this opened up the doors to demonic spirits. Now, how can you get demons? We're talking about the ministry of deliverance. And for some things I may call out, it may not be you. But some things that I'm going to call out may be you, and it may not be you. But if you open up the doors to astral projection, Ouija boards, Bloody Mary, that's going into the room and closing the closet, the bathroom door on the 13th of the month at 3 in the morning, and say Bloody Mary, you will see demons. You don't believe in demonology, go and lock yourself up in a bathroom and make sure it's on the 13th or Halloween at 3 in the morning. That's the hour of the devil, because he's trying to mock Christ. And see, don't you see demons? Table tapping, that's demonic. Magic eight balls, spells, and curses. People can speak curses over you. You have to reverse a curse. That means you got to know about what a curse is in the Bible. A curse does not come without a cause, Proverbs 26:2. It has to have a cause. Now, I'm telling you how demons can enter into us, okay? Some of you may not have dealt with this, but some people out here may have dealt with this. Mental telepathy, automatic handwriting analysis is allowing demonic spirits to come into your body and have them to write in their language. For some reason, demons like Latin, and Latin is an old language that was very popular during the Romans in the second century, where they use the words Latin to have services in the Catholic Church. Trances, spirit guides, that's allowing other demons to lead and guide you instead of the Holy Ghost. Fortune telling, zodiac signs, I'm a Taurus, a bull, a Gemini. A Gemini is connected with schizophrenia. Taurus, a bull, is associated with bullying, anger, wrath. These demons are very subtle. Tarot cards are cards that's trying to tell you the future, which you cannot use a card or a star because that violates wrong. Lord just gave me Psalms chapter 8. That violates Psalms chapter 8. You can't be reading the zodiac signs and trying to tell me what's going on tomorrow, because the Bible says that the stars have been ordained by God. Psalms 8:1, O Lord, our Lord, excellent in thy name and in all the earth, has set thy glory upon the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that they might steal thy enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of a finger, the moon and the stars, S-T-A-R-S, which thou hast ordained. The Lord has ordained stars. They are not to be glazed upon and going into the future. And this is what set a lot of people up, getting caught up into spirit guides and special fortune tellers. Levitation, black magic, white magic, green magic, it's all the same. Black magic is the deepest magic that there is for a person. It can go into Satanism. White magic is supposed to be good magic to make you like somebody, take somebody's hair and put it in some sugar foot with some ball grease and burn it and all this whole foolishness. All there is demons working within a belief system that's not biblical. Satanism, palm reading, taking your hand and trying to determine the destiny of your future because your hands have wrinkles in the form of your hand. The purpose for these wrinkles in the form of my hand is an identity to God, who we are. Astrology, hypnosis, seances, black and white magic, Dungeons and Dragons, black packs, cutting yourself, objects of worship, crystal ball, good luck charms, and sexual spirits. Martial arts, going to karate, learning that opens up the door. Superstition definitely opens up the door to witchery. Masons, Freemasons, that's against scripture. If you are in a fraternity, a Kappa Alpha Psi, Phi Nu Pi, Q Dog, a.k.a. Sara and all this foolishness, that you have made a covenant with people who are not saved. You made a covenant with people who are not saved. You make a covenant to people who are not saved. Amen? You make a covenant to people who are not saved. You got a frat brother, and he's a Satanist, and you're a Christian. Now, that's your frat brother, but in the spirit realm, that's not your brother. So in the spirit realm, Jesus says, those who do the will of my Father, the same as my mother and brother and sister, Matthew 12:47. So how can you be in association with a secret organization? Because the Bible says in any secret organization that your sins will call you out. That's in Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. God does not like secret organizations, as if you're keeping something secret to God. God knows all things. And with the Kappas, they got this thing called burning through the burning sands. That's a violation of the Bible, because Jesus says that the children of Israel will be like that of the sand. And you cannot number the stars that God has established over Israel. So a lot of this comes from ignorance, and this is why people get caught up in these types of things. Or their mother and father have been Satanists. I've met four generations of Satanists, and it took me 4 days just to get one demon out of her. Raw mastery, mind control, telekinesis. Stay away from this type of meditating. Yoga is all in the church. Yoga, that's demonic. The Bible tells us that we must meditate on God's word, and we shall be prosperous. Psalms chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Now, there are other areas that people can get demonic spirits, such as, and I'll read them out to you. You may be dealing with this, and you may not. We have to do a little teaching before we begin doing deliverance, and all we want you to do is just blow. Spirit means breath. Just blow. That's all we want you to do. Amen? Just blow. Nothing else. And you believe, and you will get delivered. The spirit means air. Now, there are areas in the Christian personality that requires God to do a deliverance with you. His word is the one that does the deliverance, not the deliverance minister. We need to stop taking, looking, emphasis. That's why I don't even, you know, Brother Riggs, I don't even like Apostle Emmett. I just put Emmett over on here, man. I ain't with that. I got my spiritual son over here. I ain't with that, man. You notice that. I don't want that. I'm trying to get to heaven. Apostle, he think about a mushroom tip. You know what I'm saying? I don't like all that. I just want to stay humble. Meekness. If you are meek and humble, God honors that. I know I'm sent to do radio. So what? I ain't doing nothing that somebody else can't do. I'm not the only one that can do this. As a matter of fact, I can be replaced. Any day, right now, tomorrow, God can get me up out of here. Bam! And we need to humble ourselves so we can understand what deliverance you need. Yes, you have demons. Jesus says in Luke 9:55, you know not what spirit you are of. Let's go to here. You don't know what you are. Only the Lord can show you. God can only show you what types of spirits that you have. I can't show it to you unless God give me word of knowledge. As I was sitting with Pastor Baker here, God gave me some word of knowledge on some personal things. Did he not? That's word of knowledge. You can use that, but not get no witch to look into the future and try to foresee God's ways. God's ways are not like ours. Go to Luke. Ye not know what spirit ye are of. Ye know not spirit what ye are of in the Bible. Luke 9:55. Pay close attention to this for those who are going to get delivered tonight. You can get deliverance wherever you're at. You don't have to have anybody lay hands on you to get deliverance. Jesus is the deliverer. Amen? And you don't know what you got in you, because Jesus even said this here in Luke 9:55, but he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. So why did Jesus rebuke them? Let's go up to then John chapter 9, verse 51, and we'll find out. James and John was rebuked. But do you ever hear that in the church? James, the Lord's brother, and John rebuked. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and said unto them, you not know what spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus died to save your life. Deliverance is real. Can a Christian have a demon? Yes, a Christian can have a demon. Well, how can a Christian have a demon and he's born again and saved? When you get saved, you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior in your spirit. Not in your mind, because that has to be renewed. Not there, okay? Not in the flesh, okay? That's no rejuvenation. That means that requires buffering it, fasting, meditating, praying earnestly. That takes work, and that's why you have to work out your own salvation. And they want to call me to do all the work. Y'all ain't going to call me and do all the work. Y'all going, uh-uh. That's why people get upset, and, you know, they want me to do everything. They want me to read the Bible for them. They want me to give them the scriptures. No, I'm just going to give you the word, because I got my own demons. I got my own demons. We all got our own demons. We need to be real. And let me say this here, because the Spirit of the Lord moving on me to say this. Y'all stop looking up to these pastors. Enough of these. These are murdered men. Yes, in politics, yes. God did not call me to be a Republican. God didn't call me to be no Democrat. God didn't call me to be no Independent. I don't even vote because Jesus didn't vote. Why am I vote? I got out of that. I did see the disciples show me what Jesus says, and his 12 disciples went and voted for Pontius Pilate. He was governor of Rome. He killed Jesus. So there we go again. We get caught up in things that we shouldn't. It opens up doors to demons. It opened up doors to demons. Now, let me show you something if you go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, and then we're going to go to 5:23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctified. It means to be set apart. Now, you can't be set apart unless you're saved. Being set apart is not going into church, cleaning up the church, you know, ushering and performing. That's performance. That ain't got nothing to do with being to be sanctified. God has to set you apart, and you have to let him set you apart. And holy, I pray God, your whole spirit. See, that the demon can't oppress your spirit. And soul, now that's where he can oppress you at. The soul is our emotion, our human reasoning. And when we get a nasty, negative thought, and thou shalt think an evil thought, that evil thought opens up a door to demonic attack. Turn to Ezekiel 38:10. Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38:10. Thus said the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. So the devil hits you here in your mind. Now, this is an old trick. He's been doing this game way before any of us was born. Let me show you something. Go to Genesis chapter 3. He's been doing this game for a long time. See, this, I know about this game because I know the word. Let me show you the game he pulled on Eve. In Genesis chapter 3, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the fields which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, have God said, Ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of them, the garden God had said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God thus knoweth, that in the day ye eat therefore, then your eyes shall be opened. See how the deception that he did with this woman's thoughts? Imagine the devil telling this woman this, and she getting an evil thought in her mind. And then she's beginning to believe Satan. For God does knoweth in the days ye eat therefore. Look how God lie. Look how Satan lie toward God and toward people who are trying to serve God. Then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, that's how she got them demons in her, them eyeballs. Your eyes can cause you to sin. That's in the Bible. Your eyes can cause you to sin. And when the woman saw, and when the woman saw her eyes that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise, now it's going in her mind, she took of the fruit therefore and did eat and gave also unto her husband which her and he did eat eyes. Go to 1 John 2:15. These are how ways that demons can get into people. So they got into Eve through her eyes. 1 John 2:15. Now watch this. In the New Testament. Now this is in the beginning of the Genesis of the eyeballs. Watch these eyeballs pop back up in the New Testament. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, here go, and the lust of the eyes, eyeball. Ah, all the way back to Genesis 3, eyeball, and way over here in 1 John, the eyeballs. So God's trying to show you, this is how demons can come into you. Go watch some pornography. Ooh, Jesus Christ, that thing's addicted. It is a very powerful spirit for people to get free from. And you got to really fight and ask God to take it out because it's an addictive spirit to men. It's an addictive spirit to women. Now, I'm talking about Christians, and the Pope may be doing some things too because I used to be Catholic. Let me get on these Catholics. Oh, I used to be Catholic. Look at here. I was the altar boy. And that means I would serve the wine and bread along with the priests. After service, we have bingo. Father Clifford getting lit. Seagram's gin and Sprite with some lemon with my mama. Getting drunk, Father Leopard. Then I saw Sister Zoe, the nun. She go up there and change clothes. Now, I was up there taking off my altar thing because we're getting ready to have a outside picnic for the church and all that. And she changed her clothes. Ain't look that like no nun then. And she was doing a whole lot of drinking. So the outward appearance of a person don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Stop looking at this. Look at yourself. Okay, don't look up to me. You look up to Jesus. And Catholics pray to Mary. And Catholics also believe in purgatory. Ain't that nowhere in the Bible about no purgatory? The closest I can show you where Jesus preached about something in the Bible that it was very aware of me that he did preach to the spirits that was in prison. You ever heard that before? He speak to the spirits that was in prison in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19. by which also he went and preached unto the spirits into prison. So when Jesus went in the heart of the earth, according to Matthew 12:40, he was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. So shall the man be in the heart of the earth. It was in the same belly that Jonah was in 3 days and three nights. It was prophesied by that out of the book of Jonah. And when he has ripped Satan from all of his authority, we can get deliverance if we believe in the Lord Jesus. You don't have to know the Bible like I know the Bible, but you should know the Bible because you want to know the Bible. All you got to do is believe. You don't have to call me and send in no money for me to say a prayer over you. I ain't never done that in my life, and I never will. I'm not selling out like that. I am not going to sell out like that because when I die, I got to give judge a account of for everything I say and teach people. I have never, out of 15 years, tried to bink swank nobody or hustle out nobody with no money, have I? I ain't going like that, because he that teaches will be judged more stricter. These demonic spirits want to stay in you. Now, I'm going to give you an example through my family, because I got my family here because my physical family didn't cut me off, okay? But I do have to say this. When demons get into you, they can come in also by your mother's and father's sins. Give me Lamentations 5:7. By your mother and father's sins. Lamentations 5:7-8:9, King James Version. Lamentations 5:7-10, King James Version. Okay, let's look at this. King James. Very powerful. Our fathers have sinned. So my father have sinned. And I notice I can see this trait of sin. I'm going to explain it to you, to my audience. Our fathers have sinned it and are not. And we bore their iniquities. This has happened to me. My father would drink. I became an alcoholic. I used to drink gin, rum. Now, is it a sin to have a drink of wine? No. So don't come judging me. I'm just being street and straight up with you because I ain't in here trying to, yeah, I drink a glass of wine. It's good for thy stomach's sake, for infirmities. But my father, and before I knew the Lord the way I know him now, I would drink just like he would drink. And I see my son doing the same thing. My father did it. My granddaddy did it. Then my father did it. Then I did it. Then my son, that's four generations. I've seen that spirit in my house, in my family, a spirit of alcohol. So just look at your family. Just look at your mommy and daddy. All you got to do is look at who's sick. On my father's side, there was the spirit of diabetes. On my father's side, my father died with diabetes. My uncle died with diabetes. My grandmama died with diabetes. My first cousin on my daddy's side died with diabetes. Now, let's look at on my mother's side. Diverticulitis and cancer. And I got hit with diverticulitis, and this is the only brother who helped me out. Nobody but him and his wife, when I couldn't even walk, came and put bread spreads and sheets on the bed for me because I had bugs, bed bugs. I was going through it. And as I went through it, I asked the Lord, Lord, how I got this? He said, you never renounced it. So study and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what and how to get away from the demonic bloodline that came through your father and mother by Jesus, and ask the Lord to reveal to you, Lord, do I have these demons in me? Because Jesus said, you not know what spirit you're of. Don't forget we said that in Luke 9:55. We just said that. So some of you are not aware that you have spirits because of your pride. Some don't believe in demons. Well, that's just too much going there. And then some people don't even want to talk about demons, but they want to talk about Jesus Christ. You cannot talk about Jesus Christ without talking about demons. Because Jesus Christ introduced us to demons. He introduced us to demons. Jesus did. Now, is this a popular subject in the church? No, nobody even come to service. Nobody even come hear me now. And I'm teaching straight out of Scripture. Jesus dealt with demons. In Mark chapter 1:16, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And straightway they took their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, thence there he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and also were in the ship meddling their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their nets, and left their father, Zebedee, in the ship. They left him. I would have left him too. With the hired servant, and went after him. Now watch this. And when they came into Capernaum, straightway on the Sabbath day, it did not say Sunday. Y'all finna get mad at me now. The Sabbath day. It said, I didn't say this now. I'm pro-Israel. Jesus from Israel. Leave him alone. And they went into Capernaum and straightway on the Sabbath day. That's what we on now. This is why I teach. I've been on the Sabbath 15 years. Shabbat starts at 6:30 and Friday ends at 6:30. He entered into the synagogue and taught. Now, watch this. What was the first thing that Jesus introduced his disciples when he first called them? He said he called them a fisherman. After that, he went to Capernaum, and the first thing that the apostles saw was him casting out demons. Let's look at the first. That was the first thing he did. Wait a minute now. That's in the Bible. Let me read it again, 16. Mark 1:16. We ain't going to get amnesia here. I ain't interested in how long I teach. I wanted you to get this message across. In Mark chapter 1, verse 16, when Jesus called his disciples, the first thing he taught them was the ministry of deliverance, because we can see it here in the Bible. Pastors are supposed to teach people about the ministry of deliverance. Pastors are supposed to give their knowledge that they have to the congregation and share to them so they can inquire about this, because I am so grateful for this ministry. I have been delivered from cocaine, mushrooms, speed, LSD. Thank God. And when he called all of these disciples, the first thing they went and did, the first thing that they went into Capernaum, when he called all of them, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the, notice it says synagogue. There is nowhere in the Bible that Jesus cast out a demon on a Sunday. You cannot show it to me. You cannot show me one scripture. I put my ministry on the line. Now, watch this. In Matthew, Mark chapter 1:22, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. When people cry out in the church, you ain't supposed to put them out. They're crying because they're oppressed by demonic spirits. And the pastor go put them out. Shut them down. Carry me back. Call the mental, please. Now let's go back on with the sermon. Amen. Amen. He don't want to fight. He don't want to tangle with that thing. Let us, the word us, Satan is so demonic. The demons say, let us. Watch this now. Jesus also says, and God says, let us. Let's go to Genesis 1:26 and I'll show it to you. That's the Holy Ghost. I ain't prepared nothing. Now, something ain't right here. If Jesus says us and the demons say let us, they want to complicate God. Now, here they are in this man's body saying in Mark chapter 1, verse 24, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Aren't thou come to destroy us? Now, let's go to Genesis 1:26. This is the original us. And God said, let us. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them that have dominion over the fish of the sea. So there's two us's. The us is for the Godhead for us, and the us is for the demons for themselves, because they cannot dwell by themselves. They are in clusters. Demons work in clusters. You will never find no one demon in a human being. I have never in my life encountered dealing with one demon. Because throughout our life, the trauma that we go through, the mistakes that we make, there are sexual sins that's so very heavy in a family bloodline that it's impossible for some people to get delivered from. Yeah. Yeah, I've experienced this. There are so people have been bogged down. This lady got so much hate in her heart. She told me my mama was like that. My mama's mama's mama was like that. It took me and Sister Durden 5 months to get that woman to come to fruition with the Lord and cease from that anger. So demons have strongholds in you, and you're gonna have to let the Lord show you. I don't know what's in you, okay? I don't know what's in you, but I know what's in me, and I don't want it in me. I don't want it. I tell Brother Rodriguez he can come over here anytime. I study. I'm not perfect. I'm not the best of a pastor or a great teacher. I cannot be Derek Prince, although I like his teaching. I'm just me. And I'm giving what God wants you to have through my study as the Holy Spirit gives me leadings. So it says, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? You know, now it shows me so strange that the demons know the name of Jesus of Nazareth, but Christians don't even know the name of Jesus of Nazareth. They say Jesus Christ. Now, when you say that around me, because I'm a deliverance minister, I get on guard. That true Jesus. This other Jesus. This other Jesus. And a lot of you are under this other Jesus. This other Jesus that omit out the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This other Jesus that omit out laying hands on the sick. In denominational churches, ain't nobody laying hands on nobody. Ain't nobody washing nobody's feet. Ain't nobody having fasting and prayer. It's another Jesus. And the Bible, Paul says that he don't know of this Jesus. Neither do I. And when God showed this revelation to me years ago, I'm like, oh, my God, I've been messed up like this, Lord. He said, yeah, you've been really messed up. Because the word will reflect to you God's written message. This message comes from God. It doesn't come from me. And if the Lord says in 2 Corinthians 11:4, for if he that come preaching another Jesus, that's T.D. Jake, the snakey snake, that's Jake, that's Creflo Dollar, that's Leroy Thompson, that's Kenneth Copeland, that's George Myers, that's Eddie DePlantis, that's Juanita Bynum. Hey, happy Sabbath day too, Sister Favors. God bless. And Brother Rodriguez, Sister Favors, happy Sabbath day. Rodriguez right with me, Sister. God bless her. She's been a member of mine for years. God bless you, Sister. Shalom to you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Then it says here, when I heard this, this got me. For if he that come and preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached. Paul said, I didn't preach this other Jesus. Paul cast out demons. Apostle Paul cast out demons. There was a spirit worrying him. He said, thy spirit shut up and come out. The spirit of divination. But why the church don't do this? Because the pastors don't want to work and it's not popular. And then when you teach this, oh, you're going to come under some attack. Now, let me show you the key for you to get deliverance on your own by yourself. That's what the Lord's moving on me. Because I don't want them to look at me as the deliverer. It's Jesus. I am not the deliverer. It's Jesus. Now, I'm going to show you a scripture here. And when you see this, when you have evil spirits, if you just do this, you will get free. You ain't got to go pay no deliverance ministers $5,000-$6,000. I don't charge people to do deliverance. Why? I can't charge nobody for that. Jesus paid a price for you to get delivered. He paid a price for you. Now watch this. When you need deliverance, you don't have to go to no tent where apostle such and such and such, he cast out demons, and you go and let that man lay hands on you. You don't know nothing about that man or who that man is. And then you got some more problems. You can get deliverance at home, right, with the word of God. Demons don't like the word. So simple. Very simple. This is you can get deliverance by command. Come out. I say, come out in the name of Jesus. That's what we're going to do tonight. But when you go home, you can also get free. As you read the word of God, you can get free from demonic spirits. In Matthew 8:16, it says, when the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. Possessed with devils. That's more than one. You'll never see devil. And he cast out the spirit, there go the plural again, with his word, and healed all that were sick. He cast out his spirits with his word. Now, the devil don't like the word, okay? And I'm going to give you some reference why he don't like the word. And then I'm going to give you some reference why you have to read the word. Now, I'm going to say something. When you are reading the word, you're going to come under attack because the devil wants to throw you off from studying the Bible. The phone's going to ring. Something's going to have to happen. Mushroom tip me right here. Fall asleep. Spirit of slumber. Just fall asleep. Time the word come. Bam. Time the word come. Boom. I did a seminar in here in June. James Jones. Lord Jesus. Time he got in here just fell right to sleep. Pittsburgh, right to sleep. I mean, I'm teaching the only me and Evangelist Danny Taylor was holding it down. Everybody else. Gone. I looked. I said, Lord, all these people in my house falling asleep. Now, I'm also going to open up the doors for all former members, such as Sister Kathleen Favors or Brother Rodriguez. If you'd like to have a home fellowship with me and we do communion, if you, anybody want to come over that I've been knowing for years, I'm not talking about somebody new to the ministry because times have changed, please do let me know and I can accommodate us. Now, if the word of God is so powerful, why the devil don't want you to know the Bible? You know why? Because the Bible has so many things to offer a person. Now, I'm leaning toward giving you and teaching you self-deliverance. Okay? And then tonight, after this, we're going to do like 30 minutes of a public deliverance. And then I'm going to do some personal stuff with Brother Rodriguez. Let's look at why the devil don't want you to know the Bible. Psalms chapter 119, verse 1. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of God. You're not going to be defiled. You think the devil wants you to know this? Let me read it again. Blessed are the undefiled in thy way who walk in the law of the Lord. This psalm expresses a majestic love for God's written word. It deals with a word as promise, command, guide, testimony, teaching, wisdom, truth, righteousness, reproof. It is presented at the psalmist's comfort, protection, treasures, rule for life, delight to hear and to the soul, and to resource himself from God's needs. The psalmist presses a profound love of God's reading, meditation, and praying over his word. He teaches us that we will grow in grace and righteousness only as love for the word increase in us. Now, if the word doesn't increase in you, we got to deal with the demons. Because they got something to do with it. They don't like the Bible. Satan don't like it. He tried to quote it to Jesus in Matthew 4:8, but he misquoted the scripture. He does not like the Bible. Number two, you can get deliverance as you understand God's law. Psalms 119, verse 4, thou hast committed us to keep thy precepts diligently. Diligently, diligently. Psalms 119, verse 6, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Do you think the devil wants you to have respect to the commandments of God? The commandments, the Ten Commandments, are still applicable. Jesus added two new commandments, love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the greatest commandment. But the Old Testament is still applicable, including the Sabbath. Let's look at, for young people. Now, if you're young people, for you and for people who are young age, listen to this. Psalms 119, verse 9. Wheresoever shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereunto according to thy word. So in it, well, how come the young men today are not being cleansed by the word? Because the mama don't know the word. It's generational poverty, too. It's a generation, you said it right, Brother Rodriguez, it's a generation of ignorance. So why can a young man know that if he cleanse his ways by taking heed thereunto according to the word, why don't nobody teach him that? Do you ever heard a pastor even preach something out of here like that? Mm-mm. This is why our generation is so messed up. Black people commit tribalism, killing each other. Those are demonic spirits. Those are demonic spirits. And a child can, a young man, there's hope for a young man in the Bible. They don't know this. The mama don't know it. So they get caught up in the sin, in the same cycle, until somebody knows the word of God. In Psalms chapter 100 and 19 verse 15, it says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Now, there is another form of meditation too. He says this in Psalms chapter 1 and also Joshua 1:8. Let's look at Psalms chapter 1. You can get delivered. We're talking about getting delivered by the word of God. In Psalms chapter 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate. Does he meditate? Does he meditate? Most Christians don't meditate on the Bible. I be doing conferences and doing deliverance. Turn to Amos. I say Amos. I say, oh, Lord. They don't even know where Amos is at, and they want me to do something that they don't even know. The Bible requires us to meditate on his word. This is how I can remember scriptures, because I meditate. When I go to sleep, Alexander Scorby or Derek Prince, ain't going to be nothing else, and I turn it up so loud. The reason why was because I wanted to go through the whole house. The Bible tells us that when we meditate day and night, watch what happens. This is true prosperity. Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Oh, and have mercy, Jesus. That's reading the word of God, making you prosper. Parents have to teach. I'm going to let you get on here because you got children. And Pastor Rodriguez Baker is going to break down to the family, to the parents, because he's a father, and share with you what he do with his children. Because we got to pass this on to our children. Our children can't be dumb without the scripture. You need to learn deliverance. You need to know that God's word can deliver you. In Joshua 1, verse 6, it said, be strong and of good courage. For unto this place shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mightest observe to do according to all of which Moses' servants command, that thou turn not to it from the left or to the right, and thou shalt may prosper whatsoever thou doest. We'll prosper. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Do you teach your children that? Do you teach your children about meditation? Your children needs deliverance. Stop sending your children to the psychiatrist and giving them medication. Stop that. Pastor Rodriguez Baker will now come on fatherhood for deliverance for children.
All right, everybody. I just want to touch bases real quick along with Pastor Emma was talking about with teaching your children how vitally important that is in these times. It is very important that we do that because there's so much influence out here in this society today. You know, so much influence and negativity. Everything, a lot of the influence is so much of anti-God, anti-God's word and anti-God's way. And that's where you see a lot of the young people so rebellious today, so much chaos going on today. You know, it doesn't matter what race or gender, it's all over. So I think that's that comes from a lot of like what Pastor said earlier, a lot of generational ignorance. You know, parents not knowing the word of God, knowing the principles of God, and if they do know, they finding out too late where their children are already long gone. So it's very important. So me as a father of young four children, of young children myself, I'm going to share with you some things that I do, and hopefully you guys can take this and implement this as well into your family if you have children. What I would do with my children, I teach my children the Word of God. So what we do on Wednesday, we have what we call Declaration Wednesday, where we pray. We declare the Word of God over our life. I declare the Word over their life. I prophesy over their lives as a father. Me and my wife, we do that to our children. On Saturday, which will be tomorrow, what we would do when we first wake up, instead of what we normally do, especially in America, the first thing we do when we wake up is what? Go eat, correct? So instead of having them to go eat, instead of us go eating breakfast, we fast for a few hours. I don't have my children fast all day because they're young, but I'm training them. So what I do, we will fast first thing in the morning on Saturdays where they're not in school. So it's just no school, no pressure, anything. We're just fasting for a couple hours. And while we're fasting, I'm teaching them the Word of God. I'm teaching them. I'm teaching them to pray. I'm teaching them to pray in tongues. I will practice having to practice praying in tongues. It's not for me to get glory as a father, but because I understand it is my duty as a father and to raise them in the way they should go. And I understand the influences that is going on in this world. You know, my oldest daughter should be 13. So, you know, now she's in middle school. She's starting to be exposed to different music, social media, wanting to be what other friends do, things of that nature. And those are things she's been attracted to. Boys and things of that nature, but we know that the devil can use those things, can be an influence, you know, to your children if you're not aware. You see what I'm saying? So my goal is to break that curse of ignorance. So it's important for us as parents to have that time and spend time in fellowship with the Holy Spirit that He can teach us. So as we have our children, the Holy Spirit will show us that the things our children are dealing with, like Pastor Emmett said earlier, look at the patterns in your families. You know, you can look at your grandmother, your mother, your father, then you look at yourself, things that we dealt with when we was in the world. And then we can be like, make a decision, you know, that stops here. They're not going to carry on with my children. You know, my children's not going to carry on with this lifestyle. I'm going to train my children in the way they should go, especially fathers. This is mainly the father's responsibility to do that. Mother's your job as well, but mainly God speaks to the fathers. I can prove that to you really quick. Let's go to Ephesians 6, chapter 4. Ephesians 6, chapter 4. And then I'm going to give it back to the original OG, the SEAL team. Study them, boys. All right, here we go. Ephesians 6. Here we go. Six, verse 4. Yes. Do I see 4, 5, 6? Give me 1 minute. Let's do that correctly. Yes, 6, 4. All right, and it says, "And ye fathers," he's talking to fathers, "provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." That is our responsibility as fathers. "And ye fathers," he didn't say mothers, he didn't say pastors, he didn't say children ministry pastors, he didn't say grandmothers, he didn't say teachers, fathers. Yes, we thank God for them. They have a part in that, but God going to hold us fathers accountable. "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." That provoke means you're rejecting your duties and raising them up in the way they should go. And then eventually they go off. They go off into the world, into things. They're being attacked by the devil, being influenced, and you have no clue. Bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Nurturing of what? Nurturing of the Word of God. So how can they know that if you don't know? So that's what Pastor Emmett said earlier. We as believers have to stop being lazy. Spiritual laziness. I dealt with that at once upon a time in my life. but thank God for grace. We have to stop being lazy, because if we don't, we are losing a generation, and that curse gonna go keep going on and on. Somebody gonna have to break the curse, and that curse is broken by knowing the word of God. That's why I said my people destroy for the lack of knowledge, because you don't know the word. Breaking the curse is not some magical being coming out of the air and floating, and all of a sudden you have an appearance. It's a decision. Spoken by word, it's a decision. It's a decision. So I want to speak on that really quick, that we have to really invest in our children the word of God. Just like you buy them clothes, you take them to all these fun events, you invest into their school, all of that's cool. You see what I'm saying? It's our jobs to protect and to provide. Protecting them from the physical, from physical harm, from trouble out here. But we forget we have to protect them from the kingdom of darkness. You're leaving them wide open. And the devil wants you to know that. That, yeah, he said, go ahead and protect them from the bad guys out here. Go on and protect them from this and that. But you're leaving them wide open spiritually. How? By the music you let them listen to, the stuff they watch on TV, just doing whatever, because you're ignorant. So please, ask God to help us, to help you, and give you the understanding, to quicken you, to deliver you, to whatever God you need to ask God to help you to get your children on track before it's too late. Amen.
See, I know this brother is a real father because I've been in his house and I see how his children act. Some of these children are so wild, they can't even sit down to be still. They control the mother. And see, that's demonic. That shouldn't be like that. This is why we have a generation of lost people. Black, white, purple, and pink. All y'all lost when you don't know the Bible. This ain't no black thing. This ain't no white thing. This ain't no Asian thing. This ain't no Republican whoopor, Dixie crack kicker, or none of that. This is life. This stuff is real. And we have to know. If you don't know the word of God, I don't even know how you save. How are you saving? I talk about deliverance and people look at me like I'm crazy. It's in the Bible. They don't know the word. Now, I've been teaching 6-7 weeks. The Lord had me go off deliverance for 3 months. I'm coming back because this is my main ministry. Is it popular? No. Are you going to get attacked? Yeah, I just got through talking to him, and he was telling me how, boom, it's dope shit, and I was talking to those spirits. Me and him, I'm doing a deliverance with him right in this room. Did you see everybody's lights get turned off? The music kept playing across the street. Mine's turned off and came back on. I had to hurry up to get back into the Blog Talk radio room. The devil don't want anyone to know about this kingdom. He has a kingdom. Satan has a kingdom. He has a kingdom. There's two kingdoms, Matthew 12:26 and 12:28. It distinguishes the two kingdoms. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. Notice it says there's never no single demon nowhere in the Bible. It says devil, and then it says blind and dumb, so that's another demon. They always go in gangs. Now, if you really want to find out what you got in you, go get your mama's and daddy's medical records. You don't have to have discernment to do that. You can go down to the Department of Health, pull the records, find out what the ailments was. I guarantee you they're going to pass down to you if you don't know who Jesus is. They're going to pass down to you. Now, some of you people have not dabbled into the dark arts, which I'm glad you have, but I am going to explain to you that if you get caught up in yoga, you're opening up the doors to demons because you're meditating on something that's not of the Word of God. And there is another kingdom that would pick up on that. I met this Christian, born again Christian, talking about he Hindu. I said, man, get out of here. You done left Jesus to honor a demon. Satan is really on the move. So I'm asking you, search your heart tonight and ask God, Lord, am I unsubmissive? Am I teachable? Am I defensive? Ask the Lord that. Ask him. Do I have addictions with food? Do you have addiction with sleep aids? Sex can be addictive. Medication can be addictive. Diet pills, workaholic, alcoholism, spending money unnecessary, just got to spend. There are people who have a demonic compulsion to spend. Obsession compulsion disorder, that's demonic. Exvexia, that's demonic. Daydreaming? There are a number of demons got you looking at something, ain't got you reading the Bible, man. Go and read the Bible, because the devil don't want you to know what I'm saying to you. Rap music, television, horror. I don't watch horror movies. Now, I watch Travel Channel because that's my ministry. Anything I can find about exorcism, haunted homes, do house exorcisms, that's my thing. That's my line of work. But I'm not watching it for entertainment. And if it ain't got no biblical scriptures, if it's not a true story, I don't want to deal with it. Some of you have murder in you. That's unforgiveness. That's another murder, which is a murder. But I'm talking about the hate that you have. Some of you have lying spirits. Some of you have spirit of greed. Some of you have stubbornness. Some of you have a cursing problem, a critical spirit, gossip, slander, vanity, stealing, fear, heaviness, nightmares, loneliness, fear of man, stress. These are demons. Anxiety, worrying, lack of trust, depression. Depression moves you away from the peace of Christ. Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Pass me that prayer after we get ready to do deliverance. Now, you may have, you may have doubt, blackness, suspicion, worthlessness in your bloodline, or you may be operating with that. Depression, paranoia, anger, frustration. These are demons. Rage, competition, strife, revenge, unforgiveness. Oh, you can't even get no deliverance tonight now. If anybody out there don't, if you got some unforgiveness, don't even think about it. You got to go to the Father first before you go to him to get free. Matthew 5:23 and 5:24. Go to your father, leave your gifts, and make it right with your brother. Then go back to your father and give him the gifts. Isaiah 59:1-2. God is not going to hear your prayers because of sin. And unforgiveness is sin. It's not worth to forgive. It's not worth to hold that grudge in your heart, because you can't get deliverance tonight if you have any bitterness and unforgiveness. Revenge, jealousy, bitterness, these are spirits. These are demonic spirits. Sorrow, other spirits that can open up door to demonic oppression with a Christian through their ignorance is Freemasonry, Rainbow Girls, Aryan Nation, Daughter of the Niles, Dolly Mahler, Ku Klux Klan, Shriners, Mormon, Church of God, Scientology, Rosicrucianism, Theopolism, Ben of Banhazu, Ekandar, A Curse of Miracles, Druid, Celtic Religion, all these are demons. These are number of doctrines of devils. Church of Satan, Hare Krishna, Swaganuzanism, The Way of International, Mythology, Anthropopathism, Cabinalism, Rastafarianism in Jamaica, Wali Hassalan. They honor an Egyptian commander who's been dead and gone. Now, the Roman Catholic Church, y'all got a lot of demons. Mary, praying to Mary. God don't want you praying to Mary. God don't, what you praying to Mary for? Mary didn't die on the cross. As a matter of fact, she got the Holy Ghost just like everybody else. And she told everybody to listen to him when he performed the first miracle. And the scripture said that he didn't even really want to do that, but his mother persuaded him to do it. And he obeyed his mother. Now, manifestations can also, you can be having struggles with prostitution, fornication, bestiality, cyber sex, lustful thoughts. I mean, these are all nothing but demonic spirits. Now, do you want to get yourself free from these things? Please repeat after me. We're going to go through a deliverance right now. If you don't know Jesus, I hope that you will get to know him if you're listening to me, because the deliverance is for the children's bread. Amen. So, let's get it straight and get it right in 88 to get it free from the Lord right now. Confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior if you don't know him. Or if you do know him, you want to just rededicate your life, then do that. I do it every day. Say, Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me for all of my sins, known and unknown. I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose for me on the third day, seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. I ask in the name of Jesus that you come in my life and to forgive me, and I forgive all others. If you've done that, you're saved. Amen. Now, forgive people before you go through deliverance. It's not me that's going to be doing the deliverance. I'm just going to be speaking. It's your faith. Jesus said, go thy way. Go thy way. The mother is, your child is free from demons. And he never laid one hand on that woman. So there's many ways to do deliverance. You know, we've been trained to see, come out. Yeah, I know that too. I've done that. And I do this too, because this is the Bible. And the Lord showed me some things. And let me show you something, how powerful God's word is, how you can get delivered. You don't have to be at a deliverance minister. You may not be able to have one in your area. And if they're charging you, they ain't no deliverance minister. I don't never charge nobody for no deliverance. I ask to sow a seed. If you don't ask to sow a seed, I still teach. I don't put you out. I don't do that. I turn you over to the Lord. I can't do that. But if they're charging you, stay away from them, because that ain't right. Let me show you how powerful, if you have faith, how you can get free from demonic spirits. Go to Mark 7:24. I got to go to this one. This is a Greek woman's faith. This has nothing to do with a Jewish person. Now, salvation is for the Jew first. But this one is a Greek woman's faith. I said Greek woman's faith. Watch this. Mark 7:24. And from there, he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, watch this now, whose younger daughter, this is a younger daughter, had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The daughter wasn't there, but she was there. Do you see how powerful faith can bring demons out of people by believing? The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician. That's a Gentile by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. She believed that much that the devil can go out of her daughter, and she went to Jesus. There was no exorcism performed in this exorcism here. So you can get exorcism by the rite of ritual to come out and to command with the priest and me as they come out, go, in Matthew 8:32. You can also get deliverance from your faith, but there ain't no preacher nowhere around. If Jesus is around, this woman came to Jesus. She didn't come to grab no dollar, because you ain't going to get nothing out of a dollar. There ain't no casting out of a dollar. Dollar don't cast out. Dollar wants dollar. The woman was a Greek and a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Watch how powerful this is. But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it into the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. She humbled herself, yet the dogs under the table ate of the children's bread. Now watch what Jesus says. And he said unto her, for this saying, she said something. She spoke in faith. She showed the truth to God. She was honest to God. She didn't come to God with no lie. She said, yes, Lord, it's true. Yet the and then as God see her heart, but Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yea, the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. She humbled herself, and she said that. And that demon left her daughter. Watch this. Jesus says, Mark 7:29, and he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. Just go thy way. That was no exorcism. That was a proclamation. So you can get free from the spirits of proclamation. You can proclaim, come out of me in the name of Jesus. And they can come out. Let me show you another one before we do this. Bartimaeus received his sight. And they came, Mark chapter 10, the book of Mark is my favorite scripture in the Bible, because it got a number of demons, Mark 10:46, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out to Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. This man has some sense. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord tonight for your deliverance. Cry out to the Lord for your problems. Cry out to the Lord for your healing. Cry out to the Lord for your wife to be free from demonic spirits. Cry out to the Lord for your mama, for your brother, for your sister. Cry out, and God will answer. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And many charged him that he should not say nothing. But he cried the more of great, the son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise. He called it thee. Now he was on the highway. The Bible says the son of Timaeus sat by the highway. Dude on the highway where the carts and the donkeys going, he was wanting Jesus. And he cast away his garments and rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said, watch this unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Watch this. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. So his faith made him whole so he can see. Your faith tonight will allow these demons to come out. Your faith tonight will allow these demons to come out. Your faith tonight will allow these demons to leave you. Stop paying money for these deliverance ministers. Stop that. I don't charge nobody, not one dime. Stop putting your trust in deliverance ministers or ministers, period, and put your trust in the Lord and his word. Because a man will let you down. Now let's break this curse and cast out some spirits, and you go home and study Mark 7:24 to Mark 7:29. That was faith that that woman's child got healed by demons. She got healed. Jesus said, go home, devil out of her. That's how powerful he is. And that can happen to you. Jesus, I'm hearing Hebrews 13:8. I keep hearing Hebrews 13:8. Hang on. The Lord, I heard Hebrews 13:8. What is that? I just heard that. Hebrews. Hang on, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So these scriptures I just quoted to you can still applicable to you now because he ain't changed. He ain't changed. He ain't changed. It works now. So let's break some curses and cast out some demons. Repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Lord Jesus of Nazareth, take authority over and break any and every curse upon my life. Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break all curses on my father's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. On my mother's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Break all curses that I may have committed, Lord, by breaking your law or your word. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you that all these demons will leave me as I break these curses. Based on Galatians 3:13, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus. I exercise my faith in the blood of Jesus and loose myself and my descendants from any and every curse. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, we're going to do 10, 15, 20 minutes because I want you to go at home and have faith to get delivered. Amen. Don't see what we say, mass deliverance. Oh, he got to come. No, you don't. that man, he cried out to Jesus and he got healed. Jesus said, go down where your faith healed you. Jesus told a woman, because you said this, the devil's outside the order. He can do that to you tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let the Lord let you do it tonight. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. Because I showed them out the word that you have to have faith to get delivered. Do you see in the Bible? I don't feel led to do it. You can get delivered through your faith, not through no preaching. I thank the Lord for moving upon me. I thank the Lord for his word. Study those scriptures if you don't know of a sudden nothing else. Mark 7:24 to Mark 7:29, a woman got free by believing. And Jesus says, go, the daughter's out thy way. That's a form of exorcism, but you don't hear to see the exorcists teach that. They just teach that the man got to, there wasn't no man doing that. That blind man came to Jesus. That woman came to Jesus. And Jesus didn't even cast it out. But he did in other scriptures. God has a variety of ways to get deliverance. And I think if the Holy Spirit is moving upon me that you understand that you can get deliverance tonight with your faith, not by me. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Sow a seed. We are in need. I need a computer. And Brother Rodriguez sat here right here and saw me fighting how the demons be trying to knock us off. And we need a computer and we need income to run this radio ministry. And if whatever you can give, we appreciate it. I don't teach that you got to send $1,000 in 9 months. You go, I ain't lying to nobody like that. No. Whatever God gives you, the Bible says he despises not small things. Give whatever you can give and we would appreciate it. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. I want to thank Sister Kathleen Favors. God bless you. A long time member here, and Pastor Baker for being here with me tonight. Go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left hand of the icon, and you can sow a seed. You can also go to GoFundMe, which is at www.livedeliverance.com, and go there also. Hope that you've been blessed. We got Derek Prince running 24 hours a day. Go to YouTube at www.livedeliverance.com. Derek Prince runs 24 hours today. You can get faith. You can get deliverance through your faith. Good night and have a wonderful evening. I ain't even studied for that.